Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and it has been a very long time since I've had a live call with you, actually. It's kind of late at night. I don't think I've actually been on the radio this late at night, other than when I'm in Dublin and I call in the middle of the night. But I'm delighted to be here with you, and there's three things, related to the program that I just want to cover with you, and then a few announcements, and then no commercial breaks for the rest of the show. First and foremost, I wanted to inform you that we want to extend a courtesy to our East Coast students and friends and family so that they can actually have closer access to the show. So what I've done today is that with the cooperation of Don, our station manager, our show is going to be aired on Station 1, BBS, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That means if you're in New York, for instance, you can hear it at 10 p.m. because this show is very late for people on the East Coast that have to go to work early on Monday morning or get little kids to school and have to stay up for the show. So we're going to have the first run, and we start this Tuesday, which is the 1st of September. And strangely enough, I will be two places at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, Pacific Standard Time, and one is that I will be with Alan Steinfeld. And his show is at 7 p.m. on Station 2 with BBS, and we'll be talking about the crop glyphs. And then I will pre-record tomorrow around lunchtime. We'll let you know on Twitter if you want to join us for the pre-record. But we'll pre-record for the first time our show at 7 p.m. on Station 1 on BBS, and it will run every Tuesday night. So on Tuesdays, you'll get the first time that the show airs. You'll get a repeat on Sunday night, as usual, at 9 p.m. So if you're happy with your Sunday night time, my brothers and sisters, no problem. It will continue for you. If you aren't, you can hear it the same show that you would on Sundays for the first time the Tuesday before. So that's number one. And number two is that we've started taking all our commercials off of our breaks, off of our shows. No breaks in between, per your request. But it does mean that at the beginning of each show, I go through and just give a few announcements of what's new for that week. And so the next thing pertaining to the show is that, let me think what it was. Nope, I think I've told you everything. All right. Well, my brothers and sisters, a couple of things. I believe it was yesterday that our Academy of Alchemy has opened its doors for registration for its three-month course starting the 1st of October. Now, I know that some of you are currently enrolled in the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course, which has the thank you for all the wonderful, positive comments that we're getting, because James, Andrew here, and myself, we have worked very, very hard to give you just the most exciting three-month courses that we possibly can with information available nowhere else. Some of you are on that course, and don't worry about it. Things restart and restart down the line, and James will let you know as that's available. But you can now register for that online course. It's a three-month course. We've ironed out a lot of wrinkles, so this one's going to be even better in its production. It has a virtual student lounge, and you can even visit that as an alumni of the Academy of Alchemy. Its information pertains and has come forth from the angelic realms. It's angelic alchemy, working with the potencies of light and frequency to leverage consciousness. It has an extraordinary devices in it that the angels have guarded for eons of existence and have finally released to us. So it is something that we feel that you will absolutely love. Please go to appliedmysticism.com for the mysticism courses, and the academyofalchemy.com is where you will find the new course that's just becoming open for registration for the 1st of October. Now, my brothers and sisters, there's a couple of other little things. I'm trying to remember exactly what they are. We still have on special the personal elixirs. Personal elixirs, you can listen to a sample on School of Arcana, ARCANA.org, where you will find our shopping carts and our shopping storefront. And there you can hear exactly the beautiful melodies that comes through from the infinite. Everyone completely unique, beautifully mastered by our sound engineer and sound director, actually, for Spiritual Journeys, which is Paul Downs. He's come to join us here from Holland, originally from Liverpool. So he does beautiful work with, there's several harmonies involved. There's beautiful background music, and every one has a completely unique piece that is compact with exact equal amounts of white light and black light. And when you have that in subliminal and light frequencies, what it does is it cancels out the illusion of your life. Now, we have two things that are fun for you, and they're free, and they're gifts. And one, you would go to a brand new website that's been up, I think it's only about a week or two. If you go to www, and it's called Beyond A Course in Miracles.com. Beyond A Course in Miracles.com. There's a free booklet there that, especially for people that like the Course in Miracles material, it is a very, very wonderful little booklet that we've made. It's more than a booklet, but it's for you free, and it's for you to send to your friends if you wish. Our sound elixir, now let me see, I don't have it with me, otherwise I'd give it to you, but it's not there. My brothers and sisters, I will be, our sound elixir has, I think it's angel sound healing or sound healing of the angels. I'm not sure which it is, but it's our brand new website, and I'm sure that they've announced it on the Spiritual Journeys website. So take a peek at it. Rogier has just finished designing it. And also, I will be in New York on 9/11. There's a tremendous amount of information that's going to come through during that weekend. It's a weekend workshop only. And Alan Steinfeld has very, very kindly arranged that we will be doing the Steinfeld TV show at 3 p.m., so on the 10th. So if you do come in for our workshop into New York or you live there, please join us on the 10th for the Steinfeld TV show. And you can get the address from our office, and we will give that to you. Now, the other thing is we still have some openings left in our Colorado workshop, which is held in the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains, and it's promising to be exquisite. The description that I've been given for it, which, you know, normally we don't even get these, but the Infinite has given us the description for this week. And it is simply that we will be keeping our covenant with the hidden kingdoms of the earth. Man has apparently made a covenant with the angels, with the fairies, with these beautiful beings that we don't normally see. We will find out exactly what that covenant is, and this is the weekend that this bridge between our realms is to be built and the covenant fulfilled. So there are still some seats for that. So if you are able to, please contact our beautiful facilitator. And we've got websites on these available. Also go to the website, Almin in New York, and take a peek. Okay, well, I think I've remembered absolutely everything. Let me just think a second. Oh, no, I forgot something that actually is very, very dear and near to my heart. My brothers and sisters, in all of the books that I've written, I don't think any book has brought me so much joy as to write The Seer's Journey. It's completely different than anything that we've done before. It would be more along the lines of Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet. It's a lyrical, deeply profound work, and it's currently available on ebook only because it's so new, we're still printing it. And you can go and take a look at our ebooks and find The Seer's Journey, and you can read a bit about it and see what it's about. And that's just brand new. It's just been up for a few days. Okay, now it's your turn. And if tonight we will actually, for the first time ever on any of my radio shows, take your questions. So if you have a question, call in. We're on Station 1 at BBS. All right, well, we will start with Diva.
Station 2.
Oh, we're on Station 2. Thank heavens that we have our wonderful, my dear brother and friend, Don, who is our station manager. He says we are not on Station 1. We are on Station 2. So that's where you would call in with your questions, and he'll take them for us. So, my brothers and sisters, and forgive me, I'm in my office, and my fax machine's going to make a few little burps here or there, as somebody is faxing us. Diva Priya from Italy, my beloved sister, how nice to hear from you again. I have missed you. And she is asking, when I listen to the sound elixir, my head tends to do circular movements, both clockwise and counterclockwise. Also, it follows a spiral movement above the crown chakra. What does this mean? Also, I was inspired to put earphones around a bottle of water and let the elixir play. Does this water have any particular nature? Now, my sister from Italy is referring particularly to the personal sound elixirs. So I will just first answer her question, and it is this. The spiral above your head is literally the future that is unwinding for you, my sister. So when your head does the clockwise movement, what it's doing is it's getting rid of the illusion of the future. When it does the counterclockwise movement, and I'm so glad you're asking this, when it does the counterclockwise movement, what happens is it's in fact getting rid of the illusion of the past. To live a life of changeless change where effortlessly all illusion around you is revealed and falls away for what it is. What happens is that you are getting rid of the black light that we've been carrying behind us like a ball and chain, namely the past. And so the future is just the same, because when you are living a life with futures and a life with pasts, what actually happens is that you're on a treadmill like a hamster. You've created for yourself a wheel, and you can see the depiction of this wheel on our blog if you take a peek at it. It's called The Template of Existence or The Wheel of Life. Look both those titles up, and our little search engine there that our beloved Hong An put up for us will take you to it if you go to almeendiary.com. But that's the picture of your treadmill. As long as you have a future and you have a past. And so what the elixir is doing, my sister, is that it is getting rid of the future and the past. It is putting you in the timeless place, which is the only place where you can literally be at one with the one life, expressing as the one through all of life. So as for putting the earphones around a bottle of water and letting your elixir play, my goodness, my sister, I think you're onto something brilliant. I can feel it. that water is going to purify your physical body all day long as you drink it. What a magnificent idea. Now, oh, wait. Someone is speaking, and it isn't a caller. It's actually an angel. Excuse me just a second. Birak sparuch kelesh parek este arak nun harach vabi. If you have an ache or pain anywhere in your body, the earphones can also be placed around that area. For instance, a leg. Parik menech sta varash plavi. If you have inflexibility in your life, it will manifest in the knees. Teshtachkuch anes. If you put the earphones around the knees, playing your sound elixir, it will perform a sound healing on that area. And we are imminently coming out with our 18 sound elixirs. And the 18 sound elixirs, just so we can go a step further with this technique, my brothers and sisters, the 18 sound elixirs will be described on our sound elixir, which is, I think, a sound healing of the angels.com or healingoftheangels.com or something. But you can ask on the forum or you can just check on my website. I'm sorry, I'm so, you know, non-computer literate that I don't even know my own material where it's posted. So we have 18 elixirs coming. Those 18 elixirs are in detail described what they do, and then we describe how they do it. And I know that Paul is just working on our very last elixir, and who knows, you know, he possibly could finish that tomorrow. But these sound elixirs are only 99 cents a piece. You know, they're not ones that we've composed, and composed is not the right word, my brothers and sisters. I am literally singing it with dictation from the infinite. But they're ones that are part of an entire 18 package sound healing. I'm going to tell you the secret behind them. They're 99 cents a piece. And you can also put them, why I'm mentioning this is the angel said, you could also put them on a specific area of the body if you can see that the description fits an ailment that you have. For instance, some of them are meant to cool inflammation. Others bring energy to limbs that are cold and, you know, the blood isn't flowing properly. Others get rid of stagnation where you have swelling or any kind of edema. Is it edema? It's endema. So anyway, any place where fluids are gathering. So the descriptions will tell you what they do and how they do it, and you can do the same thing according to the angels. Why 18? This is very interesting, and I've never explained this to people before. Within the cosmos, there are 18 super gods, all of them located on the earth and in the hollow earth. 18 super gods. Now, what a super god is versus a god. Those of you that are studying the, you know, the I Am course, as we call the Institute of Applied Mysticism, and you're studying about the God kingdoms, because all of that 3 months worth of information is given from the God kingdoms, whereas the alchemy comes in from the angelic kingdoms. And so, just to continue with this, there are 18 super gods that they will be studying about. What a super god is somebody that has managed to get into a place of total timelessness, where there's no, you know, they're not in the moment, because the moment is just a package of linear time, nor are they in eternal time, which is the expansion that is the eternal moment. These are still moments. They're still reference points. The super gods have managed to live in a place of timelessness. And the incorruptibility that comes from timelessness is different than immortality. Immortality is something that must be renewed every few thousand years. And incorruptibility, it does not need to have the body renew. The body metamorphoses itself as it needs to. So these sound elixirs when they have done their job properly, assists in helping you enter into incorruptibility. And this is basically the purpose of the 3-month course that deals with the science of immortality and incorruptibility. We don't advertise it as such, but its purpose is to help you first through immortality and then beyond. So, my brothers and sisters, let's go to Alexandra from Nova Scotia in Canada. Oh, she's also talking about her sound elixir. Let's see what she's saying. We're right on target here for the same theme. My question is, I know my sound elixir will replace illusion with what is real. However, will more of what makes my heart sing become easier to achieve and less fearful to take action or attract into my life? My darling, let me restate a little bit differently the way you put it, okay? It's accurate what you're saying. But to deepen our understanding a bit, let me rephrase this. It's not that the elixir replaces illusion with what is real. What is real is already there. Illusion is like a spider web over a beautiful stained glass window. And you can't see the window real well because the spider web is so thick. But it clears the spider web away and leaves the beauty of the perfection of the stained glass window. That's what sound elixirs do. And when you have one, as I've said before, it's for the rest of your life. And our sound elixir is meant to remove illusion whenever it comes. Oftentimes, those spider webs lie in layers. So a layer will remove itself, and then you'll hit another little bump in the road, and it will remove itself. As you get closer and closer to the perfection of the stained glass window, which is the living in timelessness, in a place of no mind, when you get closer and closer, yes, the journey gets easier and easier. And that's really, Alexandra, the best way that I can explain that. My brothers and sisters, I've been astonished at the minds that we have overlooked. For instance, as we've been working for years to get rid of first the contracted mind of ego identity, and then you go into expanded mind, which is, you know, what most people call the I am presence, and most people think that's the end of the line. Oh my goodness. There's no end of the line, and you must move through it to a place where you have all perspectives at once. It's a different form of mind yet again. But there are minds of the heart, minds of the instinct, sexual minds. There is cellular minds. And there is also the mind that's called group mind. There's a heart group mind, which most people now know as Ho'oponopono, and I hope to Murgatroyd I'm saying it right, because I somehow always trip over that word. But it's the place of the one heart. And that also is a form of mind. You're just connected through the heart mind. And the heart mind has been identified, you know, to have a very specific group of cells. It used to be 40,000 cells, but it's actually 144,000 cells at this point. And all these minds have to be gone. In other words, there is no mind when you are in this place where eventually there are no bumps in the road. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to take a little breather here. And I want to, we're halfway through our show, and I just want to actually drink a quick drink of water. And I just also need to tell you one thing, because otherwise you may miss out on this offer. My brothers and sisters, we are closing our storage unit on in Kentucky, and we have the option either to give you some of our merchandise or to ship it to our other area where we store merchandise, which we pay, you know, to store it in, which is our distributor, which is New Leaf Distributing that distributes our books. So what we are willing to offer you is the following, and I highly recommend that you stock up for Christmas for your friends that would enjoy this. If you go to our stores, either on spiritualjourneys.com or schoolofarcana.org, you will see our premier CDs. There are beautiful CDs. They're an hour long, speaking on the power of silence, the mystical keys of manifestation, mystical keys of ascension, and so forth. And in the background, each one has a unique musical background that was given to me, and I laid the track down without any corrections. It was channeled from source. So you have this blanket of soft music in the back, nicely delivered lecture, and they're very professionally made. They're not run off. They're stamped and professionally wrapped and so on. So these are for free for you. You just have to get hold of Hilda by email, which is spiritualjourneys_Hilda@yahoo.com. But this offer is only good for as long as supplies last. And the offer closes down on the 15th of September. So those are free to you. And so some people have called up and said, look, can I get a box? And the answer is, yes, you can, if you wish. I mean, if you wish to sell them from your store, if at the, you know, some expo that you are selling your own merchandise at, you're welcome to do with them what you wish. You just need to explain to Hilda. We just want to make sure there's not abusive of this offer for you, my brothers and sisters. But there was something I was going to tell you. Yes, you have to pay the shipping. And we're charging a nominal handling fee. We're keeping it way down for you. But it's just to help her. I mean, she has to pay gas and things to get to the post office and back with boxes and boxes to ship to people. And so you pay shipping and handling. That's it. The merchandise is free. We usually sell those at $13.99, so $14 each. So you can see what you can save with that. Now, the other thing that we're offering you, and again, the same applies. While supplies last, we're just emptying out that storage unit and shutting it down, because it's been not convenient for her to ship there. We're going to have it directly shipped from where it's produced. So the other thing is my favorite book of all the books that I've written would be to read this book. Now, I know I said Seer's Journey is my favorite to have written, but the book Secrets of the Hidden Realms. It's over 300 pages thick. It's got exquisite, beautiful artwork. Again, on the top, you can see it on our storefronts, and it's yours free. And again, yes, you may buy some for your friends or explain to Hilda what you would like it for. We've had some people order a box. So, you know, she'd want to know what you're going to do with it, though, so you can just explain that to her. And you may sell it. So, Secrets of the Hidden Realms. That's our offer for you, and I wanted to make sure to say it because we only have 2 weeks left on this one. So, if I may just quickly drink some water here, just 1 second. So, let's go to Kostas from Greece. We've been to Italy. We've been to Canada. Let's go to Greece, and who knows, maybe next we'll go to Sharon from Australia and then to Mark from Belgium. So Kostas is asking, why is it that some days I can remember dreaming and others not, especially lately, when some days I would have very insightful dreams relating to our work with the course. He's actually signed up for the science of immortality and incorruptibility, so that's what he's talking about, and others having less insightful dreams or not being able to remember them at all. In a dream, a human-looking being pushed open the front door of the house while I was on the other side of the door, and when he got in, he directed a tornado-looking beam directly to my third eye, as if he was threatening me. I, however, allowed it to happen, and as a reactionary image, I saw on the door, the leg of a white horse. So, okay, that one I may have to ask one of the angels to help me with, or the infinite. I just will first of all answer the first one. Costas, an example. Last night I traveled and I woke my body out of sleep when I returned and got back into my bed. So my body was sleeping in the bed. I traveled because I wanted to see something very, very far away. And when I got back, the movement of myself on my bed as I got back into the bed and then into my body actually woke the body before I could fully get back in my body. So I could see my body. My body was waking because it could feel me on the bed. Costas, some of this you are traveling. And of course, some of the dreaming in the coursework is opening insights to you. You will find that your insights open more and more and more. We had an email from Shelley Franklin, one of our oracles from Toronto, and so she said that since she got her sound elixir, that her ability to grasp the course is light years faster than what it used to be. Just even the course material itself, Costas, or for any person out there, as we become more and more filled with consciousness, it becomes easier and easier and easier for us to get things. So, dreams are becoming more and more unnecessary. Isn't this interesting? Because you see, my brothers and sisters, dreams have been part of a personal underworld. It's like your subconscious holds all the things in the day that you don't get. As you get them quicker and quicker and just effortless knowing, I find that because, as you know, for years I've been translating various tablets and records and scrolls and so on. It's instantly there for me. It's just getting so much quicker. Well, as our life becomes that way, there's less and less and less falling into the subconscious, that place where at night you look at what it is you should have seen in the day and didn't quite get. So we become clearer and clearer. We're actually going to be dreaming less. That's reason number one. But there's a second reason that's actually also a very, very interesting to me. Recently, now my brothers and sisters, I try my very best to share with you an insight that I get every day, and there's one every day on our blog. So you go to almeendiary.com today, you will see what our beloved sister Jan has put on there for you today, tomorrow, the next day, and it's pertinent to what is happening now. But I can't keep up with those things, so a lot of it is going on our Twitter wisdom, which is my Twitter that doesn't talk about my personal life so much. It speaks about the insights in very abbreviated form, and it also does the Paul is running that for us, and it also does the interdimensional photos for you. Our other Twitter is where I share my feelings about my life and little things that happen and so on, as well as insights, my ordinary Twitter. So, my brothers and sisters, those are places that I share with you. But I only scratch the surface of what I live every day. And so, one of the things that has taken place in the last few days is that the infinite has declared that there shall be no reality to dreaming. Because when you have a subconscious, this, I've never said before, you have a past. So as we start, as my Diva Priya from Italy has said, as we start to eliminate the spiral above the head and below the spine, the future and the past, by living first in eternal time, then in the moment, and then in a timeless place, actually, when we eliminate the illusions of our life, that is possible. As we start to do that, we don't dream, because dreaming is where there is still this ball and chain behind us of unresolved things that we want to solve. So that's why you're dreaming less and less. Now, I need to find out what's going on here with this dream, because it's a little hard to stand on my feet here and do it. In a dream, a human looking being pushed open the front door of your house. You were on the other side of the door, and he directed a tornado looking beam directly to the third eye, as if he was threatening you. And then you saw a reactionary image on the door of the leg of a white horse. The leg of the white horse is the way of moving forward in physicality. White horse, for instance. My little Native American daughter was given the name of Little White Horse Woman in a shaking tent ceremony when I took her back to Canada for this naming ceremony, and this is her Indian name, White Horse Woman. White horse denotes somebody that is part of physicality. So a white horse's leg, the way that it's been moving forward through life in physicality, is being removed. From the third eye, that would mean the way that you're perceiving life, that's creating a specific way of moving through life, a specific general awareness, is being removed. But I need to double check this, Costas, so bear with me. I'm just going to grab hold of the angel because he's still standing on the other side of my wall. I can feel him there right outside my window. So I'm going to ask him to just, he says, Kiesh kitach nasa. He says, no, you're making a mistake. It's not, the tornado is not directed at the third eye. It is directed at the pineal. Tereknastach pishke, urach manit haras. Kirash baruch stava este pilik parukna etre. He says that the arrogance of the pineal has governed the life, and it has kept us in a very dense physicality. The reality of the pineal, which we have seen as something that has great worth, but in fact, the worth was not great. It was locking us into physicality. It served its purpose. We need to move beyond its old function. The old function of your pineal gland was being removed so that you don't move through physical life in the same density as before. In other words, it's removing that which forced you into contracted density, which kept us locked into a lower way of life. That is what you saw. Sharon from Australia is asking, are nanoparticles and mana one and the same thing? Absolutely not, my sister. Nanoparticles, they've discovered in the Ural Mountains when they were on a simple mining expedition, 0.0003 micron small, artificially produced little rods with little coils around them. There's actually tiny little holes at the top where you can see that something gripped this to produce it. We've only had this technology for the last few years. And we can actually, we being humanity, currently put an entire nano laboratory on something the size of a credit card. The nanoparticles they found is that small. Mana is something entirely different that appeared to the Israelites, if you recall, and it fell out of the sky. And there's multiple accounts of things falling out of the sky that people can't quite explain. And it's described as a type of a white fruit-like substance. I don't know exactly what manna is, except that it was edible and the Israelites ate it. But the nanoparticles are very, very tiny things that were produced. They were produced to harness specific frequencies from us. And you can see what those frequencies are. They either have already been posted on my diary or they will be in the next day or two. but they deal with the frequencies that were removed. Once they removed those frequencies from man, and those are our feel-good frequencies, it was actually being removed through what's like a tunnel or a wormhole through deep space, deep space being where there isn't a cosmos of formed life, to an entirely different cosmos. And in doing that, our feel-good qualities went way down, and theirs went up. But why they did that is because it created five distorted frequencies in our world, and they are fear, anger, protectiveness, pain, and guilt. Guilt has spurred us to the desire to prove our worthiness to live. We became defined through what we do instead of who we are. We started to be very anxious to do the right thing, to prove ourselves, etc. That is entirely the result of what those, and they've now found them not only in the Ural Mountains, but in three different locations in Russia. They're all over the world. They were in Ireland, they were in Egypt. I've been speaking about them for years, but I just didn't know what to call them. So I said there were patterns in the sand, and the Egyptian ones particularly were sucking out consciousness from those that went there. So my brothers and sisters, the point is that the nanoparticles are so tiny, and they're just in certain parts of the earth. And she says, is this part of the technology the dark gods use to maintain their own immortality? Also, is this part of the crucial warning about balance mentioned in the tapas? The tapas is a set of just exquisite engravings that came from the immortal beings that created the Nazca geoglyphs on the plains of Nazca in Peru. So those are in the Applied Mysticism's course, and so this is what she's talking about. Yes, my sister, yes. Because what she's saying is this part of the technology of the dark gods used to maintain their own immortality. In this instance, Sharon, they're actually larger. It's actually part of a whole cosmos to maintain itself when it isn't life-enhancing enough to survive. And that's their way of feeding themselves energy. So, yes, it's to create immortality for something that really doesn't deserve the right to be because it's lost its contribution to the cosmos. So is this part of the crucial warning about balance mentioned in the tapas? You're spot on, my sister. That's exactly what it is. And the warning is not only there. It is in Wiltshire, in a flurry of frantic crop glyphs that have been coming in during June and July. I've just come back from Dublin about a week ago, and during the week in Dublin with the masters there, we've had the most extraordinary experiences of these star brothers coming and explaining their glyphs to us. And this will be part of what I will be explaining, both in the New York pod, a 3-day class is coming up, as well as the Colorado class, the 3-day class that's coming up. So thank you. Real good question. Incidentally, my brothers and sisters, before we go to Mark from Belgium, and then we'll see if we can fit in, for instance, Christy from Ohio's question as well. My brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you that the two pods that I just mentioned, the New York one as well as the one in Sedona, actually not the New York one specifically because we're on 9/11. Everything is booked up for memorial services throughout the city, and everything costs more. So our price for that is more along the lines of what we're going to be charging next year. The Colorado class at the end of September, the 3-day class, is the lowest that you will ever find a 3-day class priced. The reason is that we made a very, very special price for a few three-day courses this year based on the recession and based on the fact that some folks cannot afford our five-day classes. And so, you know, we kept it at an absolute minimum so that you can actually, with some payments even, pay that off rather easily. So let's go to Mark from Belgium. I haven't had a chance to go through his questions, so it's news to me. I have a beautiful major lightworker friend who has been plagued by various health issues for years. Whenever she begins any kind of treatment, she usually is confronted with detox symptoms and discards the whole thing, saying that it actually makes her more ill or that she is fed up with experiments. Also, it has often happened that she decided to try a comprehensive approach and then changed her mind, saying it didn't feel right for her. This behavior has left me perplexed and annoyed for a long time. Now I wonder whether it could be part of the timing mechanism of cosmic unfoldment. Would my friend, in fact, have very good reasons to stay in this apparent density, in this way contributing to maintain some kind of necessary overall balance? This is a very, very in-depth question, Mark, and I know that you've been struggling with that. Because I remember the letter that you wrote through the one forum that we deal with personal issues on, which is the one that's run by Simon on theschoolofarcana.org. We have another one to discuss teachings that is moderated by Hong An. I remember your letter that went to Simon's because he referred it to me, which he does when he's in any doubt of the answers. So Mark, What we're looking at when somebody has, you know, self-destructive behavior of some sort in our perception is that, see, when we're looking at the short-term vision, it doesn't make any sense that people really don't want to help themselves. And, you know, I have sat down, I've designed the 2-hour-long audio presentation on how to heal chronic diseases, how to heal systemic diseases, and exactly the kind of thing that is plaguing your friend. How to deal with the detox symptoms, how to minimize the detox symptoms. It's a 5-month program. And I've suggested that she listen to that, okay? It is something that needs support from family members and loved ones because it takes an all-rounded approach. Otherwise, the symptoms tend to come back again. And I've explained why for 2 hours in the greatest and utmost detail because I've been there and I've done it and I have my daughter that has been there and done it. And if you go to albelvaspitaalmeen.com, there should be a booklet there that I gave to Jan, if not, then ask her about it, that my daughter wrote on her recovery from such a total systemic diseased condition where just about any system of the body is affected. And, you know, how pervasive it was and how she got herself better. And she wrote an entire booklet. And so that's for free. And you can certainly get that from Jan if it's not on the site. Now, why she doesn't want to help herself. There's three levels to answer the question, Mark. And you have correctly deduced the highest level. The highest level is that there is an exact moment that somebody's light is turned on and an exact moment when it isn't. And the reason for it is that it's like the symphony that the infinite is playing throughout eternity. The symphony plays, but not all notes play at the same time. So that is exactly right, Mark. The second thing is that such a person needs tremendous support because it's an entire change of a lifestyle. It involves diet, it involves liquid intake, it involves the removal of chemicals out of the environment, putting the good flora back, getting rid of what shouldn't be there, bypassing the GI tract, because the gastrointestinal tract for nutrition, because that's usually one of the first places where it starts. So it takes 5 months of dedication. The good news is that after 2 months, the person's sold, because after 2 months, they're on this program that I've designed, and I did it over 5 years of doing medical intuitive work. But after 2 months, they're sold, because they already feel so much better that they, I mean, I've had people sit and cry from gratitude. Not for me, just that they can finally taste food. They can see colors they didn't know they couldn't see. Yeah, that they're relaxed in their own body. That the hypertensiveness and all these aches and pains and things are gone. And so if you can in some way, you know, the food that shouldn't be eaten should be removed out of the house. There needs to be a change of a lifestyle in that you prepare things ahead of time on Sunday night. You freeze them because they get mold within hours in the fridge, and the patient, you know, needs to be kept away from that. So the support needs to be there, Mark. They can't do it on their own because at this point they're so beaten down. So that's the physical reason. And then, yes, you have correctly deduced the spiritual reason. Then I have from Jehan, and I hope I say this correctly because I'm not sure if it's French, J-E-H-A-N-N-E, or Jehan. I am getting that when we were remade, that I received a new name, but I have been unable to totally get it. Perhaps it is in the sound elixir. Could you tell it to me? Also, how do or did near-death experiences affect or interact with the ascension process? I am recalling one that I had in 1973. First of all, my beloved sister, let me ask if I can get this answer for you, because your new name, I don't know it. So hold on just a second. The angel says no. It says, Bishpat techne sarach, nasa ama ete. It is not my place to answer. Ask the Infinite One, who is the one who will be giving the name. Ishaich kama hunesh. Esechve ishpiakia esita inesh. Ikiasa. It is not that it is in the sound elixir. It is that you will hear it as you listen to the sound elixir. It is one that you will hear directly from me as you play your personal sound elixir. Okay, so I'm not to give it to you. The angel's not to give it to you. It is one. The Infinite will speak directly to you. And I'm asking why, and the answer is Peshpiach, Kinesh, Asatve. It is a power name. It holds within it sacred codes. It is not for anyone else. Now, as for the near-death experiences, let's try and quickly get that one in. And oh my goodness, I didn't get to my Christie. Sorry, my precious love. I'll try that one another time. I'm recording another show tomorrow, so we'll try and fit that one in. So just really quickly, the near-death experiences, my sister, that the Earth's ascension process, as you know, started in 2005. Your near-death experience that you had in 1973 was for a very special reason. And hold on a second. I will find out exactly what that is. Because now the angel is very talkative. So, Esperek parach nasat, Eshte kelech aras. A major solar flare was created to harm the Earth. A Japanese scientist saw this coming and said that it would occur. Eshechta unes parak. Many light workers had near-death experiences that year, because death empowers all that it touches by releasing old matrixes. And it was very necessary for the major light workers on Earth to do a very rapid rise in consciousness to move the Earth out of Perestrachneste, harm's way. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's time for us to close. I have promised Don that I will, from last show that I did onwards, forever after, do 55 minutes. I thought always it was 58 minutes, and so I always made him late, and I didn't even realize it. So much love to you. We will watch our Twitter, please. You don't have to have a Twitter account to be able to tune into our Twitter. And we will let you know exactly when the pre-record is tomorrow. Else you can hear it on Tuesday if you're not listening to me talking to Alan about the crop circles. Okay? Well, much love, and we'll see you again another day. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.